Electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes. To learn more about the ProDesk 60 Electric, visit varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The missiles President Trump said are coming haven't hit Syria yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He did tweet this morning. He never said when. Could be very soon or not soon at all. Reacting to the reported deadly chemical attack in the U.S. may have help attacking Syria. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, the U.S. has been consulting France and Britain about responding to Saturday's suspected gas attack. French President Emmanuel Macron telling French network TF1
"Nous avons la preuve que la semaine...
that France can prove the Syrian president's regime has been using chemical weapons. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has met with her cabinet this morning here in London, but she does face pressure.
More bombing, more killing, more war will not save life.
British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn wants a vote in Parliament first. Dave?
Simon, the Russians have said they'd shoot down missiles targeting Syria, and lawmakers in Moscow are warning airstrikes would be a war crime. Russia also says Syria is taking control of Douma, the rebel area that's the site of the chemical attack Syria denies. And Syria could be a big topic at the Senate today, where CIA Director Mike Pompeo will answer questions in a hearing on his nomination to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.
Syria, Iran, North Korea, he's the right person in terms of ongoing threats.
Senator John Barrasso wants a quick confirmation, but fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul does not support Pompeo, and some Democrats are wary. President Trump also tweeted this morning that if he had wanted to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller last year as reported, he would have. This as some in Congress push legislation to protect Mueller days after the FBI raid targeting the president's personal lawyer.
Fox News has confirmed that the FBI was looking for documents related to the infamous Access Hollywood tape featuring some lewd comments made by President Trump before he took office. Prosecutors are also reportedly looking at whether Cohen committed bank fraud.
As Fox's Jill Nadeau, Cohen's the one who paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
338 Arizona National Guard troops are headed to the border.
The first troops that will be on assignment with Customs and Border Patrol for ground-based missions will be Friday.
Arizona National Guard Major Michael McGuire. They're joining other troops from Texas and New Mexico battling illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Troops will also be deployed in California.
California Governor Jerry Brown says he will send 400 National Guard troops to the border to, as he put it, supplement staffing in the ongoing program to combat transnational crime. 250 Guard members are already a part of that program, including 55 who are at the border. Brown says this work is important and notes the Guard has been assisting in the state in 2006 and 2010, when both Presidents Bush and Obama requested troops. But he adds this deployment is not part of a mission to build a new wall or round up women and children or detain those escaping violent countries. He says California's National Guard will not be enforcing immigration laws. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Bill Cosby accuser will return to the witness stand this morning in court in Pennsylvania. Janice Baker Kinney claims he raped her decades ago. Another witness also testified Cosby assaulted her, even saying to him, "You remember, don't you?" Prosecutors hope their stories boost the case. The Cosby sexually assaulted Andre Constand in 2004. He claims it was consensual. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens still defiant, battling a sex scandal that'll have the Republican on trial next month while state lawmakers consider impeaching him.
The people who are driving this story are part of an absurd political witch hunt.
Greitens says an extramarital affair before he was elected was consensual with no violence, but the woman he'd been with claims Greitens got rough with her. He's facing invasion of privacy charges over her claim he took photos of her partially nude. On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by Country Financial agent Jesse DeHaan at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign. Working for you in the community, call her, Jesse DeHaan, for all your insurance needs, 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Sentencing is set for May 21st for an Urbana man who has been found guilty of robbing a gas station clerk at knife point last year. 26-year-old Deshaun McCullough was convicted by a jury for the holdup of the Circle K on University Avenue in March of last year. He faces up to 30 years in prison. Walmart is remodeling 16 stores in Illinois, including its store at 2610 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. The News Gazette says that store will get widened aisles, an updated electronics department, an updated pharmacy with waiting and consultation rooms, and an expanded produce, deli, and bakery department. The in-store pickup will be moved to the front of the store. Walmart is spending $56 million on the improvements on Illinois stores. Quick note, some work on Mattis Avenue today. One lane will be closed between Sheridan Road and William Street while crews repair a storm sewer in the area. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jesse DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Looking terrific, Stevie J. We've got a high 75 down to 57. Sunny and windy today. Up to 71 tomorrow. More clouds and windy conditions. Then a chance of precipitation, low 60. A 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Windy on Saturday, high 65. Only up to 45 on Sunday. It looks like the chance of light rain is later in the day, which is great for that Illini Veterans Memorial Run that's happening around 10 at Folinger. I'm involved in that, so step up and pat our veterans on the back if you get a chance Sunday the 15th. Right now, the temperature's at 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're online at cmiclean.com. They'd love to be in your circle of trust. Let them give you a quote for all your janitorial supplies. They got that e-sprayer. It kills all those viruses. Bloomington Road in Champaign, cmiclean.com. cmiclean.com. Call them at 359-6262. And I'll be there a week from Tuesday, the 24th, broadcasting live part two of the Hardworking Man competition, which is kind of what it is.
How you feeling
it's
today?
Competition with my body. That's the competition.
Okay.
Yeah, I am not as young as I used to be. And looking back at some of the Facebook lives, what happened to my hair? Man. And as I now say, I feel better than I look. Yeah, it was fun. I really want to thank the good people. And I really mean that. At Gulliford, it was Illinois Portable Toilets, which I cleaned, and Gulliford Septic and Sewer, which I did. Got that grease trap stuff out and that one septic thing. Thank you to, again, the very, very nice people. They are looking for some help, though. They have three job openings, and you always want to gravitate toward a good culture. And they got it there at Gulliford. I really was impressed. I really, really thought they were terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So, had fun. Thank you to all that, particularly Jonathan, who put up with me
quote, helping him.
Uh-huh.
But fun, and really enjoyed the time out there. Thanks to Michelle and Russ and all the good people. All right, Chris Nyweim, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Republican strategist, contributor to TheHill.com, the earth shook yesterday as Paul Ryan said he is not going to run. And this is your Speaker of the House. This is third in line to the presidency, Chris. Were you surprised?
Well, it's going to be more surprising when everyone finds out that I'm going to be the next Speaker, that I'm taking over, that I'm going to be the
third
in line to the president. I'm going to come back on the show. The ratings are going to pop. It's going to be incredible. So, you know, I think that it was surprising a little bit with the timing, but I think that that he never really wanted to be in that role to begin with. He was, you know, kind of came in there, organized the Republican ranks for a period of time, and you know, he said he wants to spend more time with his kids. I believe that, and I think that that's just going to mean that we're going to look back to having a more long-term speaker as the next wave of competition happens before the midterm or after the midterm election.
I am not buying into the narrative. I might be totally off base, but everybody's telling me it's going to be a big Democratic year. I just don't buy it. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think you're right to be skeptical about it. I mean, I think the answer is basically valid, but I think that, you know, it's going to be a difficult time. There's going to be party realignment. He probably wants to go out where he feels like he did everything right. I don't think he gets along with the president. You know, I've always kind of admired Paul Ryan. I think he's smart. I think he's, you know, a good guy. Do I think he was some big heroic leader? No. I mean, you know, he essentially, you know, was sort of an establishment person. You know, he's just part of, he's not there to make real big, bold change. And I feel like regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, we're in a new era of, you know, big, bold change. I mean, that's just kind of the way things are going. So, you know, the road will be open, and we're going to look at who's next.
Okay, well, presuming the Republicans hold the House, and I don't know, maybe they won't, and I just can't believe it. If there's one reason to not let the Democrats have the House, it's because I'm going to have to go through stupid impeachment hearings, and that's just reason enough to say, okay, you guys aren't going to be able to. Why? That's what's going to happen. They're going to do that. So I would say I hope they hold it because of the nonsense, although I all think they're in kind of the same club, and it's annoying. I don't know if it would be Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, one of those two maybe.
I think it might be Steve Scalise. I think one of those two. I think Kevin McCarthy, being majority leader, you know, he's done some things, accomplished some things. He would be most likely to go there. I've heard there's some, you know, some issues there of the personal nature that might give him a more difficult running. You know, from the more conservative wing of the caucus that have given him problems before. I think Steve Scalise, based on the experience he went through, being pretty conservative, already being in leadership, might be kind of appealing for folks. And I think that the Speaker's office has sort of downplayed the idea of these open competitions really taking place until next year. But I think those two would be more likely to be kind of openly competing for the job.
Okay. All right. But as far as the midterms, do you see the Senate changing at all? Do you think it's more the threat in the House? What do you see?
I think that's so tough. I think it's going to depend on how some things shake out. You know, all politics is local, so each member should have to make their own decisions. But I do think Republican margins are going to get hammered, and we're going to have to see. I mean, I think they either lose the House or maintain the House by a thin margin, and the Senate very well could switch, would be more likely to switch. But I don't know. I think when the Democrats go extremist, far left, progressive, that doesn't really work as well. But you know, there is a lot of energy right now with just kind of the winds of change and this whole resistance and just being sort of the antithetical answer. So I think it'll be tough, but I think that, you know, it's more likely the Republicans will lose the Senate, but it'll be close.
Now, you're talking Maxine Waters or this Connor Lamb. Connor Lamb's electable as a Democrat. Maxine Waters, yikes.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, I think people sort of see through kind of the phoniness of saying, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat, but really you're a millionaire who's just been sort of enriching yourself off of the stability of having, you know, essentially a non-competitive district and, you know, just being sort of bitter and mean and, you know, not being that intellectual. And, you know, all political candidates need to be sort of scrutinized, but there are some that I think would just not really be representatives of the people, but would just be sort of partisan extremists that have just been in gerrymandered districts forever.
Well, and again, Chris, the last thing is that, you know, I'm disgruntled anyway, but I'll take the Republicans over the Democrats because of the far left. And there's some, but the Republicans, I mean, I'm not fired up about them either. It's just real frustrating. Chris Nyweem, how do people find you, follow you?
They can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Chris Nyweem, anytime.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris Nyweem is his name out in Washington, D.C., ESPN 93.5. It is a quarter after 7 as we jump to our morning sports. Diane Ducey has the latest headlines.
College basketball spring signing day yesterday. Have 5 players coming our way for Coach Brad Underwood's second season. 7-footer from Senegal is one of a couple of big men and 3 guards. Rivals.com ranks us at number 13.
That's pretty darn good.
It is.
This Tevian Jones, the 4-star added to Io, who's a 5. It looks good to me. I mean, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's pretty happy.
I do, too.
6 people for ranked top 15 as far as recruiting classes. You're going to have a program next year. You'll recognize Trent Frazier and a few of the others. It's going to be a new team.
Exactly. I just saw the tweet from Josh Whitman, our athletic director, talking about coaches Hartlib and Fay and Small and Underwood talking to more than 650 people who turned out for the Coaches versus Cancer annual event yesterday. What an incredible community fighting for an important cause. Proud to work with our exceptional leaders. So good job on that end. Basketball-wise, NBA season wraps up. Detroit over the Bulls, 119-97. I believe now we'll get into kind of draft mode with the NBA action and, of course, the playoffs. On to baseball. Brewers over the Cardinals, 3-2 yesterday. Yachty had served his one-game suspension for that, incident.
Bumped
with
the umpire.
Yeah, Tim Simmons, the umpire.
Trying to get to the manager.
Right.
Yeah.
So, in any case, that happened yesterday. Brewers on top 3-2 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at travelwisconsin.com.
Albers was tough. He picked up his first save of the year, and the Cardinals lose both series to Arizona and to Milwaukee.
Final score yesterday, 3-2, and when Albers came in, he gave up hits to Ozuna and Martinez, but got Colton Wong on a foul ball to the second baseman and struck out pinch hitter Dexter Fowler batting for Harrison Bader. Tommy Pham made it a one-run game with a home run off Josh Hader, who has been so tough on the Cardinals and about everybody else. But the Cardinals went 2-4 on the homestand, now play 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago on the road trip.
And that starts tomorrow on the air at 4:45 with the pregame show, as Michael Walker will get the start against Sal Romano. 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at travelwisconsin.com.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt, summer in Wisconsin, speed round. Ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it, and you'll love Wisconsin too. Visit travelwisconsin.com to learn more.
Well, the Cubs had a big win yesterday, 13-5 over the Pittsburgh Pirates, and a day game today, 120 first pitch, heard on U.S. 105.9, Trevor Williams versus Kyle Hendricks on the mound. Chicago White Sox got a big hit from Matt Davidson to lift them to a win over Tampa Bay, 2-1 yesterday. They've got Minnesota tonight at 7:10. Softball has a doubleheader today. They're adjusting their schedule due to the weather. Go Illini. And NASCAR, Chase Elliott was docked 20 points, and the crew chief, Alan Gustafson, fined $50,000 for an illegal rear window. I was thinking of your, contestment against people with their tinted windows when I read the story. I know it was window wasn't tinted.
But. Yeah, well, maybe. Hey.
Stevie J running down the racetrack saying, hey, that window looks bad.
It's bad. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and breezy. People should be in a good mood today with our high 75, 57 hour low this evening. Southwesterly winds up to 25 miles per hour. More clouds, windy conditions as we wrap up the week on Friday the 13th. A slight chance of precipitation late. High 70, low 60. 65 with scattered shower chance at 50% on Saturday. It's a chance of rain late in the afternoon on Sunday with a high 45. Currently 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. All right, April 12th, it's Thursday, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Facebook's chief executive Mark Zuckerberg was grilled for 10 hours over 2 days on Capitol Hill, and the company's stock rose more than 5% over that period. Reuters says the perception of investors is that Zuckerberg emerged unscathed. Puma is reporting strong sales in the recent quarter. It is raising its forecast for the year. Bankrupt airbag company Takata has been sold to Key Safety Systems, an auto supplier. The Financial Times says Takata will be renamed Joyson Safety Systems. Key Safety is purchasing the business for $1.6 billion. The parent company British Airways is interested in taking over Norwegian Air Shuttle. That company, International Airlines Group, purchased more than 4.5% of Norwegian. The Dow dropped 218 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 25. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So we did our Hard Working Man part one yesterday, and I was out at Gulliford and learned about sewer and septic. I want to thank Jonathan. Ron and Aaron also drive. Ruth, Beth, Andrew, Austin, Russ, Michelle, David. Really, really fun. So to kind of recap, yesterday's Hard Working Man, part one.
I'm going over my little bag thing here. I better clip my nails just in case I want to bite them. Yeah, I got a nip and clip right here. Nip and clip.
I'm a hard working man.
Yeah, we sucked some grease out. It was tough for a while. I didn't know how we would do it, but I showed Jonathan. I said, don't panic.
Am I in pain? Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead.
At Farm Lake.
I left my blue bag in the other car. I don't think I'm equipped to do this.
Jay Lehman's rooting you on.
Jay, this is what it's called, singing for your dinner.
I did not think I would be doing this.
Woo! I can do this job.
Gross.
Column. And so what are we doing here?
We're going to service a couple of their porta potties, get them ready for a party they're having tonight.
That's all the mess.
What? It's like 11:30, isn't it?
9:30.
No.
Yeah.
I would say an A. A solid A.
From Russ.
Excellent.
You want to apply over at Gulliford, you'll like them. They're paying $17-$18 bucks an hour. All you got to do is have a driver's license.
Okay.
Now, listen, let me just clarify. The grease pits are super gross, and they didn't smell too bad till the end. And sometimes they crust, you have to get this mixer, and that was gross. And then we went to a septic tank, and he had to get the mixer out on that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you that tank hadn't been emptied in 20 years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as bad as you thought.
Okay.
I was expecting this is going to be written.
Yeah.
There's bacteria involved in all that process, so it wasn't what you thought. It did look a little like mud, but it wasn't mud. And I was very wimpish on that.
I mean, it probably smelled.
No, not really.
Okay.
Apparently, Jonathan said 9 out of 10 really don't smell.
Huh.
You'd think, boy.
I mean, after sitting so long,
and bacteria, I guess. I have to go take another science class. I don't know what happens, but when you empty poop, it's not what you think. It isn't. The one I was at wasn't as bad as I thought. I did suck a little out of that on the big tube, and then I handed it over to Jonathan and said, okay, I'm going to take a blow here.
Okay.
I need a little rest.
Well, and we talked about splashback. Was that an issue?
Well, I had it at the porta potty when I was. They have a hose, and I think it was all water. But yeah, I'm going to CMI a week from Tuesday, and apparently I'm cleaning a bathroom. When will I be done with poop?
Wow!
Come on, man!
Wow, this is really taking a turn.
Well, anyway, it was fun. I really was really enjoyed being with the good people there.
Well, and when my husband and I went on date night last night to the Virginia Theater to see Robin Trower, on the way I was like, this will give Stevie J a greater appreciation of the behind-the-scenes aspect of festivals and the porta-potties
and
the grease traps at the restaurants and what the things they have to do, right?
No question.
Okay.
I really appreciate and thank God for my life, because I'm not very physical. I am not very physical, people. I would not survive.
Those folks who have the physical jobs.
It's just so much tougher than me.
Mm-hmm.
Tougher, stronger, better. I think I hurt my little pinky nail.
Oh.
I know.
I'm sorry. Get some workman comp from
I don't think he's going to give it to me. I chipped my nail. No, they
do provide a nail clipper for you so you wouldn't chew your nail.
No, I know, but I can even it out with that one.
Okay.
No, I respect what makes America churn are the hardworking people that really are tough, and they work in cold, and they work in rain, and they're strong, and everything I'm probably not. But it does give me a deep appreciation for our hardworking people every day out there that go to work and get her done. So, yeah, it was really, really fun, and, yeah, kind of gross, but not as gross as I thought.
Right.
So I don't know how to make that relative, but we're on Facebook Live. You can go back, take a peek. Hundreds of people have actually sat and viewed that.
Excellent.
Doug Starks so kindly said, great morning entertainment.
Okay, great.
So we appreciate that, Doug. And appreciate everybody that did tune in while we were doing it live, too, but you can see by my reaction on many of it that I wasn't really excited about how it smelled, but I must say it wasn't as bad as I thought, but I thought it was going to be really bad, if that makes any sense. But, you know, cleaning a porta potty, I had no idea, and I don't think everybody does what they do. They go out all the time and make sure that their Illinois portable toilets, they're clean. And so if you see one out there and around, and if I were to have an event, I would totally use them because Illinois portable toilets are clean.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that one person can mess you up, right? I'm not so sure. We shouldn't have a class on how to use the restroom. I mean, who teaches people how to go to the bathroom?
Well, and these days, the elementary school oftentimes will have an automatic flush. So I hear these stories of these young people who don't realize they have to flush.
Well,
because it's automatic in so many places.
Well, they don't if it's automatic, but they do if it's not. and you got to be able to figure out the different handles.
Exactly.
But I mean, there's just some etiquette and stuff that.
Right.
But if you don't, who teaches that?
I know.
It's got to be mom and dad.
Oftentimes in that kind of situation, yeah. In a porta potty, you're not. You know,
well, and then some of these things.
Somebody in there, they figured it out.
We cleaned the party porta potty, so you're gonna have drunk people.
Oh yeah.
So it wasn't as bad.
Okay.
But it was. I didn't enjoy the porta potties that much, but they have such a system of cleaning them. Within 5 minutes, it's clean.
Okay.
I mean, sparkling with soap and everything. Impressive. If I'm getting an Illinois portable toilet, I'm using those folks at Gulliford. Mm-hmm. I would totally, because of how impressed I was at how they clean them often.
Well, people are planning festivals and graduation parties right now, so I'm glad we got the message out there.
And I went into one of the wedding ones that are really nice.
Yeah, the VIPs.
Really nice. Yeah. All right, we'll break for the news. Apparently, men are afraid to hire women in the era of Me Too.
I see.
Touch on that next. 7:30 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. As he considers airstrikes in Syria, President Trump's been speaking regularly with the French President Emmanuel Macron. He says France has proof the Syrian government used chlorine gas on civilians.
In anticipation of an attack, there are reports the Syrian military is relocating potential targets, such as aircraft. The AP is reporting, citing Russian military as its source, that the Syrian regime is now in full control of the previously rebel-held town where the alleged chemical attack took place.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The FBI hands over a memo that started the Trump campaign Russia investigation.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes has been trying to get his hands on this two-page memo, threatening top Justice Department officials to hold them in contempt. The Justice Department gave in and allowed Nunes to see that memo with some redactions.
Fox's Douglas Ader. Fox News. We report, you decide.
ESPN 93.5. Okay, we're going to talk to Judy Hoberman. She's a gender... I don't know how one becomes a gender specialist.
Right.
So if you grow up and say, boy, I can't wait to become a gender specialist, how does that happen? Anyway, we're talking on that about men being very wary of women because of the Me Too.
More cautious.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go to Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location at 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Mexican restaurant will be the first retail tenant announced for the Carl at the Fields development. The News Gazette says El Toro will be a 3,800-square-foot restaurant in one of the two buildings. A Hampton Inn and Suites also is going in at the development. A big grand opening today. WCIA says today is the grand opening for the Synchrony Emerging Technology Center at Research Park. Synchrony is a Fortune 500 company based in Connecticut. Synchrony is the largest private label credit card issuer in the country. Quick reminder that we're getting close to tax day. Tax day falls on April 15th, but this year your taxes aren't due until April 17th. The IRS says last year more than 14 million individual income tax returns were filed in the week leading up to the filing deadline. Some things to remember, if you make less than $66,000 a year, the IRS will let you file on their website for free. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 477. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. Sunny and windy today. High 75. 57 our low tonight. Southwesterly winds up to 23 miles per hour, though. Southerly gusts up to 25 miles per hour tomorrow. Clouds, windy, and then a slight chance of precipitation. 50% chance of rain on Saturday's forecast. High 65. 45 the high on Sunday with a 60% shot at showers, they're saying, later in the day. Right now,
now the temperature's at 53. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. We'll do that whole gender specialist. I can't blame men for being a little nervous. If you don't do anything wrong, you're going to be fine. But if you're flirty and you're one of those guys, you'll get busted at some point.
Right.
The Missouri governor being charged with that kind of... Well, first of all, you shouldn't have an extramarital affair.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Right.
That was wrong. And so they say you did this. It was unwanted and all these other... It's all about integrity. And stuff comes unraveled a little bit. So if you're somebody that doesn't do bad things, hopefully nothing bad like that would happen where somebody falsely accuses you of something. But if you're one of those types, and we know they're out there, amazingly, I think that's hopefully put men that do that in check for at least a while, maybe. In his now viral comments, life coach Tony Robbins shared a problematic anecdote on how some men in positions of power are responding to the hashtag MeToo movement with discriminatory hiring practices. I was just with someone the other day, very famous man, very powerful man, says Tony Robbins, who was saying how stressed he was because he interviewed three people that day. One was a woman, two were men. The woman was better qualified, but she's very attractive, and he knew, I can't have her around. It's too big a risk. He hired somebody else. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Gender specialist Judy Holberman. Nice to have you back, Judy.
Thank you. Glad to be back. Excited to talk to you guys.
Sellinginaskirt.com is where you'd find Judy. Okay, I said I can't blame some of the, at least the reticence of saying this could get me in trouble because I would presume it's because the man maybe doesn't trust himself or some of his people to where it's going to be kind of this environment where perhaps something is taken out of context or maybe not, maybe it's not. So how do we deal with the Me Too and be fair to women?
So let's start with the Me Too. Me Too was actually designed to have a safe place for women to, you know, to tell, to have a voice that this is what happened to me, whether it was yesterday or 10 years ago or whatever. And what's happening now is everybody is so nervous that they're going to get into trouble. Well, why would they get into trouble? Because they're saying something that's inappropriate or they're doing something that's inappropriate or the person they're saying to thinks it's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we've talked about over and over again is when you go to work, how about if you talk about work? How about if you talk about what's happening at work, a project you're doing, the way the company's moving, expectations, goals for the year, and not say, well, you look cute today. Oh, I love that outfit on you. Wow, you look better than what, you know, because I could be in a really good mood and say, well, thank you so much. And then this afternoon something happens and I could say, well, I didn't like that. That was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you opening yourself up to this? And let me just say that the comment that was made, why does it have to be that she was attractive and that's why he couldn't hire her? If she wasn't attractive, could he have hired her? So there's like so much in there.
Right.
All right. So what do we, I mean, the thoughts are in there. If men are nervous about it and, you know, I think, my feeling is the falsely accused are a very small number, and most of the time something's there. But, Judy, there's a line there of somebody saying, man, you clean up well. Oh, how dare you? I mean, at some point, it's ridiculous. But at some point, it's not.
Yes, and I will tell you that men are very split on this. They really are, because some of them truly believe that, you know, there is no reason in this world why I'm going to put myself in a position where tomorrow I could be without a job. Mm. So I'd be me not doing anything inappropriate, but I'm guilty until proven innocent.
Wow.
The flip side are the men that are saying, well, this is just ridiculous. Why wouldn't we bring the best candidate in, and why can't we continue having the business relationship that we've always had? So men are very split on this. But one of the things that's going to happen, and it is happening, is more and more men are stepping back from mentoring women. And you have to admit that most of the C-level people in most of the industries are men. There are more women coming in. But until there is a woman, you still need a mentor, and then you still need a male mentor. So now men are saying, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking that chance. I'm not going to expose myself to do this. Well, why? You know, so who's going to suffer? They're going to suffer. We're going to suffer. So it's almost like, oh my goodness, like how do we even go forward? Because it's a scary situation. But men are afraid of losing position. But yeah. But then you have to think about it. What about high school kids? Are you telling the high school girls, which they are, don't dress like that because you are distracting boys, instead of telling the boys you how to respect each other? And this is the same thing. Sometimes it's the culture of the company that needs to have a slight adjustment.
Yeah, but when it comes to dress and things, you're absolutely right. Boys should but there is inappropriate dress too.
Yeah, there is.
So I mean,
oh, yeah. But, absolutely, I agree 100%. But that's not what causes somebody to to be assaulted.
No, you're right.
Right.
Right. Totally right.
But I've lived down in Louisiana where there was Southern Belles that, I mean, they were almost out to get you with these gotcha outfits. And, it was part of the way they were brought up. I don't know. They took it over the top to me.
But again, it's not the dress. It's the man.
It is.
You're going to have to look away, walk away, and be strong enough. But it comes down to just flat-out integrity, and mm-hmm. what kind of moral fiber do you have?
Exactly.
And unfortunately, Judy, I think we're losing a lot in America.
We are. And we're becoming so politically correct, and so everything is on high alert that you can't really even have a conversation about a sporting event because there's something there that somebody did something, somebody said something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how are we supposed to go forward? So, again, I say, when you go to work, talk about things that are part of work. Be professional. Your personal business or your personal life is just what it is, personal. Let's not talk about it. So let's see if we can get some of these people out of situations that they choose not to, that they really don't want to be in.
No, I get it, but it's also life, real life, and people like having,
yeah, I know,
Friends and stuff at the workplace, which
mm-hmm,
is fine. It's
mm-hmm.
just, it's a tough one because, I mean, maybe new profession is striped shirt with a whistle going, that's inappropriate, that's 5 minutes in the box.
Well, and there was something that came up at a staff meeting the other day, and the person said, I'm a hugger, but I never hug at work because I don't want that to be misinterpreted.
That would be me. I am a hugger,
I
Judy.
I didn't want to call you out.
No, it's fine, but I'm reticent to be that kind of a person at work because I don't want somebody to, when somebody leaves the company or something like that, or maybe they're on a big vacation, it's kind of a spontaneous quick hug. But again, I'm so worried that, gosh, that was unwanted and all these other things. It just got so, it's so silly.
That's
in
ridiculous.
Some cases.
Right, but think about it. So you're in a really good mood, and you're a hugger, and you hug everybody, and so on and so forth, and somebody new comes into the fold, do you say, okay, I'm a hugger, are you okay with that?
No. I don't touch.
Right.
I don't, none of that. I don't, but it's, when I go out and I see friends, I'll hug them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm not I'm not a creepy Joe Biden
like a bear
touchy.
Hug
I don't
kind
touch,
of thing.
And I don't touch. I don't do that. Well, I mean, because some people kind of rub your shoulder, and they're like 72, and
right.
That's kind of their, you don't do that anymore.
Right.
It's, Judy, I'll tell you one thing.
You take a step backwards.
I predict you will stay employed, Judy.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's sellinginaskirt.com. So you're reasonable. You're not whacked out as far as, that's.
No.
Okay, because we don't care for snowflakes here either. That's a toughie.
No.
Okay,
no.
Judy.
Yeah, I.
And how do you?
I'm a lover of all.
Good. How do you become a gender specialist?
Right.
So originally, I do a lot with women, and I do a lot with how men and women speak. But originally, all the hosts on Fox gave that to me the first time I started working with all you guys a couple of years ago. You said, oh, my God, you're the gender expert. I'm like, yep, there I am.
There you are.
Okay.
Boom. Good job. Judy, pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sellinginaskirt.com. Judy Hoberman is her name.
Okay.
Any thoughts? Text in.
Yeah.
359-2255, 359-2255. It shouldn't matter. Man, woman, it's what you got, what kind of effort, what kind of integrity.
Well, and it bothers me that you can't compliment people these days because you're afraid.
I think, hey, you look great today is fine. Hey, how about your legs? Woo, that's wrong, right? I mean, there's a line of, hey, you look great today, or love your new hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sexist. I mean, you can take it. I think you would have generally avoid all that. Or maybe you have a special event and you said, hey, you guys look great, and do it kind of a generally. But it's crazy. But you can't assume somebody hears something the same way you say it. You just can't. So you generally avoid it. I'm not for never talking about life at work where you're always talking about the project. That sounds very robotic and not natural.
Right.
But I'm also not for sharing what happened when you had too much to drink last night. I'm not for that either. There's just stuff. And I'm not for doing a whole bunch of your personal stuff at work. I think you have to be reasonable, but you also have to give the company 8 hours a day. You got to do your work and be focused.
You're right.
Do all of those things. But to not hire women because you're afraid that that's going to cause trouble, it's off the rails too.
Mm-hmm. But I've always heard religion and politics and intimacy stuff is stuff that you shy away from in conversations at work.
Quarter till, sports headlines next, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. ServPro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at ServPro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Join Habitat for Humanity and national partner Lowe's for the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women as part of the 2018 Habitat Women's Build. It's just $5 and pre-registration is required online at cuhabitat.org. Learn how to safely use hand and power tools, install siding, flooring, and frame walls and roofs. Learn so you can feel comfortable participating in the 2018 Women's Build, starting May 5th and continuing all summer in Urbana. It's the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women for the 2018 Habitat for Humanity Women's Build, Thursday, April 19th. Get more details online at cuhabitat.org.
Well, grab your kids, lace up your sneakers, hit the course, the 10th annual Busey Illinois Youth Run. The Youth Run encourages kids to get involved, making the Illinois Marathon an event for the entire family. Busey, proud to sponsor the Youth Run, brought to you by Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. It's on April 28 at 3. The race is run entirely within Memorial Stadium, finishes at the 50. Kids 10 and under encouraged to participate. They're separate races according to age. Only $15. Make sure you don't miss out. Again, online through Saturday, April 22nd at IllinoisMarathon.com. By mail, still have 16 days, though. It's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
In person at the Health and Fitness Expos, April 26, 27, or on the day of the Youth Run, you can still get in, but might cost a little more. Kids even get goodies. Youth Run T-shirt, drawstring, backpack, medals. Noodles and Company serving Wisconsin mac and cheese. Make sure you don't miss out on the family fun event. Register today. What are you laughing at? Yeah,
because kind of we're in it for the Wisconsin mac cheese. I mean, that's really cool after you cross the finish line.
It's 1K, so it's half a mile, but I need some carb load.
Exactly.
Arrive early. Enjoy entertainment at the Busey Youth Run Fun Zone. Make sure you don't miss out. Family fun event. Register today. Learn more. Busey Illinois Youth Run and the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon, IllinoisMarathon.com, or, of course, Busey.com has that as well. All right, here we go. Sports headlines, 7:48 on this Thursday morning, April the 12th. Nice weather, lighter, longer, all the good stuff. We'll check your forecast coming up first to sports.
Chicago team's winners yesterday. Cubs over the Pirates 13-5. That's retribution for you. 120 first pitch from Wrigley today on US 105.9. We also have Chicago White Sox with big hit from Matt Davidson at the end of the game. 2-1 winners over Tampa Bay. They're up north in Minnesota with a 7-10 start today. Illinois softball with a doubleheader today. They've been adjusting the schedule, so they'll get their games in earlier than expected. And we've got the Brewers over the Cardinals 3-2 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
Albers was tough. He picked up his first save of the year, and the Cardinals lose both series to Arizona and to Milwaukee.
Final score yesterday, 3-2. And when Albers came in, he gave up hits to Ozuna and Martinez, but got Colton Wong on a foul ball to the second baseman and struck out pinch hitter Dexter Fowler batting for Harrison Bader. Tommy Pham made it a one-run game with a home run off Josh Hader, who has been so tough on the Cardinals and about everybody else. But the Cardinals went 2-4 on the homestand, now play 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago on the road trip.
And that starts tomorrow on the air at 4:45 with the pregame show, as Michael Walker will get the start against Sal Romano. 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Chicago.
Oh, really? They've got Chicago coming up, huh?
Yay.
I love Cubs versus Cardinals.
No, I just think that the Cubs are just a lot better.
I was surprised at their home opener. Pittsburgh won.
No, Pittsburgh.
What's Pittsburgh record?
They're 8-3. Pittsburgh's got a nice lineup. The pitching isn't very good, so I don't think they're going to be real.
Okay.
But the Cubs just, they fell behind 3-0 last night and then went ahead and scored 13 runs. I don't know if the Cardinals can do that. The Cardinals just, they look better to me, but I just don't see a lot of difference from last year when it's very frustrating. You get down 2-0 and you can't score. So, I don't know.
Reaffirm, the Cardinals will be facing Cincinnati 540 on ESPN 93.5. The Cubs have a series, or finish the series against Pittsburgh, then face Atlanta. But the Cub Card series is coming 16, 17, and 18.
I believe it's a very short tan carp, 445, I think.
I see.
It's 55-minute pregame.
Okay.
So, we'll get that going.
The NBCA season has wrapped. Detroit over the Bulls yesterday, 119-87. Speaking of basketball, we've got a pretty good signing going on with our spring signing day yesterday with 5 players, 2 big men, 3 guards. This is Coach Brad Underwood's second season, and Rivals.com is ranking us number 13.
Pretty good.
On our recruitment class.
13 in the country, right?
Yeah.
That's really good.
I know. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, again, they're kids, and we had Mark Smith. We were pretty fired up. That didn't really work.
That's right.
Tavion Jones, I think, kind of put us over the top from the standpoint of, dang, we're pretty good. We'll see. Got to get them going, see how they mesh and all that stuff. But it's going to be a new team. They just have to buy into Coach Underwood's stuff. And if, like any team, you buy into what the coach wants you to do. I like the style of basketball. You just got to get them to do it. If you can, we got some good players, it looks like. All right, Honda BMW Champaign, I invite you to go test drive. You might as well test drive some with a sunroof today. Man, nice day. Get out there. They've got a fantastic dealership, and they've taken this from what was really a bottom 10% Honda dealership in the country to a top 10% with this Honda President's Award that they received. Really, really a good place. They're going to take care of you. They got a lot of vehicles, and they're probably going to be very motivated to move them. There's a lot of inventory, so stop by Honda BMW Champaign. See what a top 10% of dealership looks like in America. That's what they are, and you got it right here off of Neil at Burwash and Savoy. It's Honda BMW of Champaign. Just drivechampaign.com to check it out, and they're very excited to work with you. I think you'll be really excited to work with them, and I think you'll be a customer for a long time. Drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Troy Lance is Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I tell you what, I am not shaking your hand for at least a week.
I
don't care if you have gloves on or not.
Had a hardworking man sucking out grease and poop, and here's Troy Lance kind of distancing himself from me this morning.
Right. After that, Stevie, it has to be all uphill from there.
Was very reticent when dealing with human waste, I will admit, and I'm so happy this is over because I was a little nervous with words like splashback and stuff. So anyway, so when I work for you, I'm pretty excited to kind of be a furnace and air conditioner guy. And, the stuff you'll put me on a backhoe before you put me in like a drain.
Unless you come out a little bit cranky that morning and have an attitude, then we might put you on the end of a drain.
I'm happy to be here.
That's right.
Yeah, I love Lance. Okay, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, so you won't shake my hand, and I probably shouldn't touch you with my hands for a bit, huh?
Well, you got gloves on, so you're good to go.
I tell you what, though, I appreciate hardworking people. I really do.
Uh-huh. That's just it. Every day somebody's doing that type of work, they enjoy it. They find their own joy in it, and they're helping serve a customer and people. So it's what it's all about.
You know what I did find is that there was no resistance to paying for the service because it's like, I know if it had been me, I'd have said, you don't want me to put that back now, do you?
Right, right. Here's the checkbook.
Yeah. No, and people were like, here's the money. Here's the money. No, there is
Thank
that.
You.
There is that. I think collections are fairly easy.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's Lands, Heat, and Cooling. I got 74 today, 72-ish. I mean, beautiful, light skies. Are we doing our AC checkups?
Yes, we're starting those again. As you said, the weather's warming up, and in my estimation, it hasn't come anytime too soon. It's like, you know, for like three Mondays in a row, Sunday nights and Mondays in a row, it's like snow. It's like, will it ever end? So we're probably going to go from the frying pan to the skillet, so to speak. But yeah, we're starting those maintenances, and the main thing is that you have it done once a year on your furnace and once a year on your air conditioner, and it's like change the oil in the car, get her checked out, and see where you're at with it.
And you know what? Right now wouldn't be bad to, since it's calm a little bit, calm down. You could ask for that sump pump check because you really want that to be good.
Right, right. We've had our share of water this last fall and early spring here. I guess we call it spring. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. All right, my friend, how do people find you?
1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
You're the man, Troy.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy. Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. I will be visiting and doing a hard-working man with him as well.
Good.
Everything after that was uphill. Yep, or downhill. It's all downhill, I guess, is the phrase. So,
right.
It was, and as good of a company I think Gulliford is, it was the type of work. But again, dealing with grease pits, did you know there was a grease trap in restaurants?
I did.
I did not.
Well, and that can be reused and changed into
Some is recycled. I don't think they
That's
do.
That's where I knew about it.
There's some that are recyclable and some that is not.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how it's separated and what you do, but they have a massive truck I was in. But, you know, to have a grease trap at a restaurant, we're talking, you know, when you wash dishes and stuff, it all kind of has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll clog up the city system with all the gunk. So, but I did not know, you know, grease trap I could buy. I did not know in one case it was, what, 1,000 gallons?
Whoa.
It was massive. I had no idea.
I mean, when you think of all the fried foods we have, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, and greater appreciation on what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And that's Stevie J after hard-working man.
And then Jonathan was in the truck after we got done with our first job, and he said, okay, let's go to job number two. And I say, would you please not say that number around me anymore? And then we went to the septic job at the house, and it had been so long since anything was done, you had to find it underground, dig it out.
Oh.
So it wasn't like an easy entry. You had to actually do the work to find it. And they have probes to do that. And so if you have a septic, you've got to drain that occasionally. And so we did that one, and I was very excited when we got in the truck after that job. So
go ahead, Gulliver. Nice job.
We love you. If I had a portable toilet need, there is no question I'm using you. Because they're so conscientious about going frequently to clean them. And when you say clean them, I'm not talking about changing toilet paper. I mean, they hose the whole thing down with soap.
Nice.
I mean, it's like new when they're done.
Okay.
And that's just a maintenance. I could do that. I kind of did it. David did the hard work, but I sprayed it. Okay, we'll be back. Fox News next. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It's ESPN 93.5 at 2 before 8. Because police have been absolutely ridiculously treated over the last several years, we wanted to honor our law enforcement, the people that go out there and keep us safe to serve and protect all the wonderful things that they do. So every month, we honor somebody. And today, it's Corey Christensen. He's county, man. He's our law enforcement official of the month on ESPN 93.5, most recently deputy of the year, and one of our canine handlers. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You used to do radio?
In college. Well, I tried to do it, yeah.
He's got a nice voice, yeah. Don't forget this whole law enforcement thing, man.
I did, yep. Started Monticello after I graduated from SIU Carbondale, go Salukis. So I worked there for about 2 years and transferred here to the sheriff's office. So I've been with the sheriff's office about 2 years now.
Okay, so, hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are Law Enforcement Official Month, Corey Christensen, Champaign County Deputy, Deputy of the Year, one of the canine handlers, and our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers. And just about any kind.